You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. A guy who gives edible undies as gifts just because they taste good, Pete Schwabba.
I forgot about that one. Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Friday, everybody. You have made it to a long weekend, and what better way to go into the weekend than to listen to the radio and talk about the things we love in life and the things, folks, that bring us together, movies and TV and music and comedy and some sports, all kinds of stuff. We cover it all here at Nightlight on a nightly basis, and it is so great when you're part of the show, so thank you for being here. Conrad Krieger is on the other side of the glass tonight. How you doing, buddy?
You know, I wish I could say better after that Wisconsin
what the heck?
Game last night.
I mean, I'm not trying to be, like, I don't know a ton. I just think you went out and got this high-profile coach that was in demand 3 years ago. In year three, on your home opener, you should be able to handle Miami of Ohio a little better.
See, I remember the days where we'd get those games and we'd win like 65 to like 3 or something.
Right.
Hands off to the defense, they played pretty well. But the offense, even, you know, Billy Edwards, when he was in, it didn't look good. And I just got disappointed. I turned off the game when it was 3-0 at halftime. So I was like, we should be winning by at least 20 right now.
It's funny, I didn't turn the game off. I was following it and reading it. I didn't turn it on because it was 3-0 by the time I got home. So I'm like, why am I going to? I'd rather watch a movie. I'm not watching this.
It doesn't look like we're going to win a lot of games this year after that.
Tough schedule, too.
Yeah.
So,
got to face Alabama, which that's going to be, I think they're going to win by a handsome amount.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, anyway. Not to bring everybody down, but we've got a great show for you tonight. Get over your Badger Blues and join the fun tonight, folks. Fun show at 6:35 tonight. WGBW afternoon host Eric Westfall is here tonight. Very excited to meet Eric and introduce him to Nightlight listeners. If you haven't heard him yet, you should. He does a great job here at WGBW. Spinning the oldies. It's so much fun to listen to. He's also an actor, I found out recently. So we'll talk to Eric about all kinds of stuff. And then it is Friday, and that means it's a bar band Friday night, folks. Terry Barr, co-host of Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media, or I should say on WMDX, Saturday nights from 6 to 9 p.m. will be here. She has got an excellent band. You see who she sent?
Yes, and, you know, should we not say it?
Right? I don't want to say it because we've talked about this band on the air before. They're great. The lead singer has been on the show and has played. And I'm very excited to have them featured tonight. And Terry, they have new material that we will be premiering tonight. It's very exciting. At 7:35, Terry Barr, our Wisconsin music expert, will join the show, as she does every Friday. So that will be fun. We've got, I'm digging this Nightlight window love thing we've been doing.
Yeah.
We've been getting some really fun people. We had a family that we took a picture of. I took a picture of earlier today. And it's just been a lot of fun. Emerson was a good sport last night. And if you're wandering by the window, folks, at WGBW here in downtown Green Bay, there is a chance you might be asked to have your picture taken through the glass so we can post it on social media. That's been kind of fun. We have a great question tonight as well. The phone lines are open, as they always are. Join the show and talk about anything that's on your mind, folks, that we're discussing. If you have an opinion about a movie or a show or whatever, we'd love for you to weigh in. As you guys, you all know the rules, so don't be shy. If we got to do this first, because this is kind of a cool thing. This is our first, as I mentioned the last couple nights, typically when we do contests here at Civic Media, they've only been kind of promoted during the day. But this week, we've got the Nightlight Last Chance Summer Getaway Contest, which is really cool. You can win a free night at Chula Vista. That kind of doesn't really make sense. You can win a free night. Like, you can win the opportunity to pay big bucks to stay at a hotel. Of course it's free. That's the grand prize, right? All right. It's the Chula Vista overnight stay and a dining voucher. The value is $175. Chula Vista is a great place. We had our civic media party there 1 year, Christmas party. It was a blast. It's beautiful. It's the Wisconsin Dells. How can you go wrong? So it's the Nightlight Last Chance summer giveaway, and we will be giving away the keyword tonight right after our first break. We will give you the keyword. All you have to do is text in on the app. So you have to have the app to play. Text in the keyword, and you are enrolled and eligible to win the free night stay at Chula Vista. Good luck, everybody. Let's play. Let's have some fun. We missed out today. I tried to get... You know what cow chip throwing is?
No.
Okay, that's... You know, I should Google that because I don't want to sound like an idiot. I'm not a farm guy, but I think it's when you throw... You know what a cow pie is?
Well, I know the candy.
There should not be a candy named a
cow
pie.
You never had a cow pie?
A cow tail?
A cow... There's a... It's like a little... caramel.
It's like a swirly thing.
It's like
yeah.
caramel inside, and I think there's nuts in there too. A little bit of corn.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
I have to Google this quickly because I don't want to give false information. I'm in the dark on this. Cow chips refers to two very different things. Dried cow dung used historically as fuel or for soil enrichment. Those are two very different things. And in the modern American West, for a competition called cow chip throwing. So what is it? Okay, you're throwing cow poop. And they have this contest in Sauk Prairie. And I called there, and every once in a while, it's usually pretty easy to get people to want to come on the radio to talk about their cool event or whatever. But sometimes people, like, they act like you're up to something. And that's what this woman was like today. I called and I said, hey, I'd like to talk to someone. I'd love to interview you on the air. I think it could be fun. Tell us about your cow chip throwing contest. And they're like, what are you trying to do? Like, I'm not up to no good here. I'm trying to promote your event. And I think it could be fun because that's something I would never. Like, I wonder who the person who invented cow chip throwing was. Talk about bored.
They must have had a boring day.
Bet I could pick one of them, their piles up, and throw it.
Yeah.
And there you go. And it started a phenomenon, folks, if you will. It makes lawn darts look healthy. So I was unable to land a guest for the cow chip throwing contest in Sauk Prairie. But it sounds fun if you want to go. If you like throwing around cow poop haphazardly, go for it. I have to do... All right, what is your favorite music, Conrad? If you were to eat somewhere... What kind of music would you hope the establishment is playing?
Well, is it live or is it?
No, I mean just like on the radio or Sirius or something, Spotify, something like that. Like,
oh well, I mean if I'm just eating at a restaurant and it's just classic Top Hits probably or something. I don't know, because I'm not gonna be like listening when I'm
That's kind of my point. In Marinette. I ate at a Subway recently. I made reservations ahead of time. And they had like this heavy metal headbanging music on. I wanted to kill myself. I'm like, what are you doing? Are you trying not to have customers? Like I love classic rock. I don't know that I want to hear classic rock while I'm trying to eat like a decent meal. You know, give me some jazz or some cool, I don't know, something, but like, yesterday, I went to the dentist, and they were playing country music, and I'm not a country music fan. I like some old country, but I'm sitting there in the chair waiting for my mouth to numb, and I'm listening to these tunes, and I just got really depressed. I'm like, I know some people like country. I respect that. I don't think I necessarily would have wanted to hear rock and roll either. Give me something easy. I'm at the dentist. I'm about to hear a drill in my head. I don't know. I think it's crazy the people commit to these. It should be something ambiguous, I think.
You know, that Morgan Wallen while you're getting your teeth drilled is pretty nice.
You're a Morgan Wallen fan?
I'm a fan of his chair throwing.
Okay. He's had some issues.
Yeah,
Whatever. Whether you like him or not, I don't care. I don't know anything about Morgan Wallen. I'm just saying, in one place I was in, I went to get a fish fry about 6 months ago at this local place in Marinette. They have the news on.
Oh,
it's like a bar, and they're blaring news. I'm like, wow, are you trying to kill the party, honestly?
Yeah, I feel like having a beer and listening to the news is not that. You know, play some smooth jazz, get you in the
exactly
mood.
Something.
Have a scotch.
Set the mood, exactly. That's all I'm trying to say. I see a question of the night in the future regarding this music choice. But I think it's time, folks, speaking of questions, that we get to our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right, keeping with our nostalgia theme this week on Nightlight, what store do you wish you could still browse in? Like, online shopping is efficient, and you still kind of browse. You tool around with the cursor, you click on this, you click on that, you can get through things faster, but there's something I really miss about going to a mall. And I'm saying a mall because when malls were the thing and it kind of killed a lot of downtowns, I was like, I miss downtowns. Now I miss malls because malls are not as popular as they used to be, but I do miss going into a store and just kind of browsing. And now the only place I do it are like secondhand stores. But I used to love to go into Music Land and look through the records and tapes, see what's on sale, see what the new releases were, just take all the vinyl and slide it back and forth and check out what was new. Or I really miss Music Land. So what do you miss? What store do you wish you could still browse in? So many. You remember Things Remembered, Conrad? You too young for that?
Things Remembered?
That was like a little kiosk.
No,
at the mall, and they sold little trinkets.
I mean, you got a bunch of those at every mall you go to.
There's a lot of kiosks, yeah. But Things Remembered was like a staple. Like Orange Julius was in a lot of malls. Even the Gap. I don't think there are any Gaps anymore. Used to like to walk into the Gap.
Okay.
You know.
Get a nice pair of jeans.
Get some slacks.
Get some floods.
get some floods and a nice collared shirt.
There you go. You
can't go wrong with that. Stereo stores, though. Video stores. I used to love to go into video stores and just look through the movies. And you'd end up walking out with like two or three because there's a lot I haven't seen. But I do miss video stores. I miss driving by a place and seeing it and going, there are other movie fans in there right now. Except I got to tell you this. This was funny. There's a Family Video in Menominee that just closed a couple of years ago. And I went in there and someone pointed out The Godfather of Green Bay on a shelf. And just like a couple rows down was a guy thing. I don't know if they're both G's or how they were aligned. And I also co-wrote a movie called The Guy Thing. So I got two movies on the shelf at this video store. And I live in this tiny town. I have no ego. But the guy says to the woman, he's got two movies right over here. And she goes, huh, all right, would you like that to go? Or like... she could not have cared less. I'm like, this is a video store. Not even a, oh, that's cool. It was more like, don't annoy me with your stupid. Oh my God. It was very strange.
I could see you at that video store just standing by those and be
standing
like.
Standing by my titles. Yeah.
You looking for a movie tonight?
Hey, right here. What do you say?
You looking for a movie?
Just kind of leaning on the shelf doing the. Hoping someone, how pathetic would that be?
You point it and be like, star. Right.
Just like a lot of the guys in the adult film, back in the adult section.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, they had an adult section at Family Video. They did. I swear to God, they had an adult section.
I don't think that's right.
Finally, pornos for the whole family. All right, folks, we've got the keyword is coming up after this very short break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Friday night version of Nightlight. That's the best kind. We are coming right back. This is Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With senoritas who can sway. Right now, tomorrow's looking bright.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Get up, Paul. I want to drive them home. When you're feeling blue.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. I am Pete Schwabe. Great to have you with me. Conrad Krieger running the board tonight. Lamenting his Badgers. Hey, it's the Nightlight Last Chance Summer Getaway Contest, folks. Join the fun. Have the Civic Media app, and all you have to do is text in the keyword I'm about to give you, and you are eligible for a free night at a Chula Vista at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells, and you also get a dining voucher. It's worth about $175. Not too shabby for texting in one word. And tonight's keyword is dine, D-I-N-E, dine. So remember, you can't spell diner without dine. So text in dine, and you will be all set and enrolled in the contest. Good luck, everybody. Tonight is the last night, so get those keywords in. You texted a picture of a cow pie, of the candy.
Yes.
The cow pie, Conrad. Yep. And it's...
Doesn't look appetizing?
It does not.
Really?
You know what? It looks appetizing if you don't call it a cow pie. If you just call it chocolate with nuts and caramel.
Well, how? That's not fun.
Well, give it a snazzy name, but here's the thing. Here's what we have. We got this great invention. It's delicious. It has pecans, caramel, milk chocolate. You can't go wrong. Why don't we name it after poo?
You know, it's just a Midwest name. You gotta find something. Gotta find something unique.
Okay.
No other candy has ever been named before.
Oof, I don't
for
know,
reasons.
Man. We've got a text that came in last night. We don't like to miss texts here. It's from our pal Bud, who delivers papers between 4 and 6 a.m. and listens to the rebroadcast. He says, "Hey, Pete and Conrad, in response to your question, I wish the telephone party line would come back." Oh, that's right. Last night's question was something outdated that you miss, and it was in honor of the bow tie. I remember these party lines because they were all over late night TV. They wanted you to get on the phone. It's probably just like cyber sex on the phone, I guess. And you had to make sure someone else in your house was not on the other line because that would be awkward. But he says, "I wish the telephone party line would come back. When my girlfriend and I were on the phone and we would hear the click of someone joining, we would start our sexy talk. The person was usually one of my nosy aunts." Love your show, Bud from Janesville. Like, if you knew someone was doing that in your family, would you pick up and listen in? It would terrify me.
That reminds me of a scene from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Lily was on the phone with Marshall's mom.
Okay.
And she thought she hung up. And she didn't. And they had sex right there, right next to the phone. And her mom just kept listening.
Oh, they had actual sex with the phone unhooked. That's different than phone sex. Yeah.
She thought it was hung up, but...
Oh, my gosh.
The mom was just there listening.
Oh, that is just horrible.
If you just heard something like that, wouldn't you be like, whoa, let me hang up right there.
Listen, I've heard a story a friend of mine told me about someone he knew who was hiding in the parents' room. The family was playing a game or something, or the kids were playing a game, and the mom and dad go in and they go to town. And this kid is like in the closet listening and probably seeing stuff you never want to see under any circumstances.
And if they don't know anything about it, they're like,
why is he hurting her? What is he doing? It's terrible. All right. So if you have a response to tonight's question, what store do you miss browsing in? Let's go back to the 80s and 90s and early 2000s. I say Musicland. Conrad, you got one?
Yeah, I'd probably say Best Buy. I mean, when I was younger, we'd go to Best Buy.
But they still have Best Buys.
Or not, sorry. I meant to say Blockbuster.
Oh, Blockbuster, yeah, of course.
I was at Best Buy earlier today, so that's why I said
Oh, I really miss when I was browsing at Best Buy earlier this morning.
So, yeah, Blockbuster, I miss going to the stores and picking up a couple movies. It's nothing beats it. You know?
Absolutely. Totally agree.
Now you just got all of it at your fingertips.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Text us. Let us know what store you miss browsing in. I say Musicland. Conrad says Blockbuster. John in the 608 says Terry, in reference to Terry Barr, our pal coming up at 735, says, has a voice like a siren that hypnotizes me every time. There's something going on there. John makes it like a nefarious thing. John also says, ever play mud volleyball on a farm property? Did it. Serious cow pie mud slush. Never again. Yeah, that sounds like a really not a very fun time, I will say. Tom from New Berlin says, Pete, no matter us stupid humans have existed, we create competition.
I mean, there's everything. You could name one thing, and there's probably a competition from it.
Absolutely. John also says, I could listen to you and Conrad at the dentist. Food for thought. Oh, yeah. Put on the Nightlight podcast, which you can check out at civicmedia.us. That's a great idea, John. I think I'm going to suggest that to my dentist. He says, like elevator music, but informative and fun. That might be the best thing anyone's ever said about Nightlight. Love it, John. Thank you, buddy. John again. His thumbs are busy tonight, people. He says, ever go behind the curtain at a video store? Peeked in once, made eye contact with a dude, ran. I remember I did that once. I was in the adult section looking for like some movies for a bachelor party. I really was, but I felt like I had to over-explain to the guy while I was there. I was like 23. Yeah. I felt so stupid. I know what John is saying. Like, you make eye contact with a guy, you don't want him to start talking to you like, hey, what do you like? You know what I mean? Like, you just don't want to do that.
Looking for recommendations. Yeah. Please help me.
Yeah, let's put our heads together here. come up with some ideas. The keyword tonight. Dave, you might want to retext. The keyword is dine, D-I-N-E. Dave Kunish on the stream says, Lorman's, that is a Marinette department store that was like, my friends the Boyles own that store, or were one of the owners, and I always say they were like the Marshall Fields of Marinette, Wisconsin. But you could say that Marshall Fields is the Lorman's of Chicago and Milwaukee. But that's a great one, Dave. Thank you. He also says, Goodfellas, best in town in Twin Cities. Best something. It was a typo. I can't see. He tried to type it again, and it still said the same thing. Can you understand that, Conrad?
I think I maybe know. I don't know.
All right. We'll noodle it. We're coming back with Eric Westfall, new on-air host here at WGBW, and we're going to read some of your texts and have a blast. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Down, down, down.
Nightlight with Peach Schwabba. I am Peach Schwabba. It is great to have you with me, folks. We've determined that Dave's word was porn, is what he was trying to say. It's a place called Goodfellas in Marinette, and he misses browsing in there because they had the best porn in the Twin Cities, which is also, it's not Minneapolis, St. Paul. People very arrogantly call Marinette Menominee the Twin Cities. So, and that's where Dave's a native, so I knew what he was talking about. He says, in regard to the Cow Pie Festival, it's a big festival. They used sun-baked poop, low moisture, but not too dry, or the poop gets, I can't even say that word. I'm so grossed out right now. Runny. Daniel Berry, Sports Highlights, says, happy Friday. Hello, everyone. Hello, Daniel. Great to have you. And Dave Kunish says, it's a pot shop now. The family video that sold pornography in the back, like every family video store should, is now a pot shop. There's about 12,000 pot shops in Menominee, Michigan. So, all right, I'm excited now. We're going to pivot here and get to our first guest of the night. He is new meat here at WGBW, but he's not new to radio. But if you listen throughout the day, you probably know this guy. And if not, you're about to meet him. His name is Eric Westfall. Hey, buddy.
How's it going, Pete?
It's going great. Yeah, I love that you came in to the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
That's huge. Assume you don't live in too far away.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's not too big. Well, and, you know, I mean, it's nice to be over on this side of the glass. So usually I'm sitting in Conrad's spot over there. And I try to get out of there fast enough so that he can, you know, get everything ready. I know you guys have a little more preparation than I have. I get the music doing all the heavy lifting for me.
Do you, I got a lot of questions to ask you about radio.
Sure.
I think you have a really cool gig, and I'm excited for you. And Dan was on the show last night, Dan Marcus, and we had Laura on last week. So all three of you guys are new here, and it's nice that you have a working relationship already. You guys already knew each other.
Yeah.
You all obviously love oldies, so that's exciting. Tell us, first of all, I have to ask, most importantly, do you have a store you miss browsing in, Eric?
That, oh, yeah, I heard you talking about that, so I was trying to think a little bit. When I was younger at Prangiway, was one that I liked over, this would have been in Appleton, so I grew up over in Greenville. Okay. So at the Appleton Prangiway on College Avenue, because I video games and stuff like that, they always had sales on, and I would try to talk my mom into getting me something. So I miss Prangiway. And then as a little bit older, you know, as junior high and high school, Eric, in the mall, Chess King.
Oh, nice. I love it. They had. I forgot about Chess King.
Yeah.
Are there
most
no more of
those?
Oh,
I don't think so. I couldn't tell you the last time. I mean, I don't really go into malls anymore. Yeah. So I don't think Chess King's around.
We had a limited, like Marinette has the Pine Tree Mall. It's still there, but it's not like as exotic as like the Appleton or Green Bay, or and certainly not Milwaukee or Chicago. But we had a Prangiway. And I remember when we moved to the area when I was in junior high, and my dad was pointing out these Wisconsin stores we had never heard of. He said, "That's a Prangiway. That's kind of like Kmart. That's Prangies. That's a little more upscale, like Marshall Fields." That's how he described, like a 12-year-old is going to shop at Prangies. But and I have another story about the Prangy family. One of the sons was running the Marinette store. And I had a holiday gig where I was trying to get people to sign up to donate money for kids. And he said, ask people if they want to buy an ornament, and then the proceeds go to charity. But I came out of the gate swinging, and I said, do you feel like helping a needy child this holiday season? So they had to say, if they said no, they felt terrible. He pulled me aside. He goes, yeah, let's not approach people like that.
You're going maybe back off on that.
Going for the jugular, kid. This is so funny you said Prangiway.
Well, Prangies was what I actually worked at. Prangies in high school in the men's fashions, menswear department. So
wearing like, all your Chess King clothes?
No, you had to you had to wear like why don't you wear an actual suit and tie?
Yeah, there. Nice.
It didn't have to be from Prangies, but you know, Chess King was a little bit too fashionable.
That's true,
I guess. More,
that's true.
It was very 80s.
That's true. All right, that's great. So how's it going here at WGBW? What I don't know, like what kind of stuff were you doing on air at your last gig? You're so good at this. I assume it's not something new to you.
Yeah. So previously, I worked for 6.5 years on another station here in Green Bay. And Laura and used to be right across the hall from me. She was in the mornings, and I would see her usually when I was coming in. So she was on a different station, but we were the same company. And, you know, they decided to make some changes, you know, as radio companies do.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, you know, I've been in this business about 20 years now, and I've lost my job numerous times. But previously, it was always like, you are a live night guy. There's no night guys anymore. That's going away.
That's sad.
Or, you know, the station is making a format change, and so we're going to get rid of their staff. Okay, I can understand that sort of thing. But I was doing very well. And so I was getting ratings bonuses and, you know, I had some endorsements and things like that. Those aren't things that if you're doing terrible that you get. So it was a corporate decision made by somebody, you know, in Georgia or wherever. And it happened to people all across the country. So, you know, it didn't really matter how good I did, but I was very excited though to get the call. And I was actually thinking of getting out of radio.
Oh, wow.
I was like, man, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me 15 times.
But I've heard, like, you hear of these legendary radio guys that have all been fired multiple times.
Oh, sure.
It just comes with the territory, right? And it's not even necessarily that you're doing anything wrong.
Yeah, oftentimes it is. I mean, it can be any number of things. Sometimes, and I don't know that happens as much these days, but sometimes it could be a personality clash, you know, with the management or whatever.
Eric Westfall is my guest. You can hear him afternoons here at WGBW playing the oldies, and he's had a long career in radio. And it's funny, you were talking about how at night it's different. I used to love listening to the radio when I was a kid and knowing that there was somebody there playing songs and connecting with the audience. And the first time I did radio, I was trying to get, I had a student show at DePaul University, and then I came home to Marinette in the summer. And the radio guy there, Jim Callow, gave me a job from 2 to 5 a.m. So I show up at 1:30, and the other guy that was there from like 10 to 2, he's got like a Colt 45. He's sitting back, smoking a cigarette, and just playing tunes. I'm like, look at this guy, man. He's got the life. Yeah. He's just chilling. And that just isn't the case anymore.
No, automation pretty much, you know, took care of that. In each market, so here in Green Bay, one station does have to have somebody there all hours of the day.
But on air? Somebody, okay.
I mean, generally they will have them be an on-air person. Okay. They'll have them do it live because they might as well. You got to have somebody be there. There's always somebody wanting to cut their teeth with that 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. shift.
Absolutely. So what made you want to go into radio? Like, how old were you? And what made you go, I got to do this?
I was actually a little bit older than most people. A lot of, Dan, I think he got into it just out of high school. And maybe even in high school. And I was a little bit older. I went to college at Lawrence University, and I was in the studio there a couple times, but nothing really. But I was a theater person. And so I like the performing aspect of it. Acting and all that. And so I really liked the performance element. And when I graduated from school, I was actually going to become a teacher. I was certified to become a theater teacher. And, they should probably put you in front of the kids like day one instead of like at the end. And I decided I love kids. I have so much respect for teachers now after going through that, but I didn't really want to, you have to do so many things that has nothing to do with teaching. And that performing aspect. And I thought, well, radio seems like, and at that time I was living down in Milwaukee and Gateway Technical College in Kenosha. So I drove 3 days a week from Milwaukee to Kenosha, taking classes there to get that associate's degree. I already had a lot of credits transfer over, but get that internship and all those things that are how you get your started in the business. So I wanted to make sure that I did that. And in Milwaukee, obviously, is a very large market. So I interned on the country station there at the time, FM 106. And, I knew eventually I would have to leave the area if I wanted to get on the air. And I went, it was in country music I got my start. And I heard you earlier say you didn't care for country music. I'm not a big fan either. So I try actually working on a country station and having to learn all these artist names and, country USA and all that stuff and be excited about that. Yeah, it was tough, but there were a few artists I liked. But anyway, so I moved up to Wausau, and that's where I was the night guy there, and then went to Stevens Point after that and did mornings on the station that then decided to flip. And then I was in Shawano for a little while, and I have family there and a lot of good people in Shawano, but I would never work for that small of a market again. They broadcast parades on the radio in Shawano. I never thought that was a thing before, but I'm like, a parade is a very visual event. You can't really get a lot out of it on the radio, but they sold sponsorships. So
you make it work.
Yep.
Wow.
Look at this marching band now. Oh, they must have 30 kids out there.
And you're like, if only I was playing country music again. Yeah. I'm not a hater. I really don't dislike country music. I do feel the new country has kind of a sound to it. It's almost like a homogenization sort of. I like when they genre mix. I think that's cool. But just pure new country, give me the old stuff. And if it's on too long, I'm just like, we got to change this up because they never really rock and it's always kind of, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. Myself.
What is your favorite kind of music? Like, I assume you like oldies, but.
I do like oldies. I enjoy that. Yeah. And I first, listened to oldies when I was, late 70s, early 80s, when it first became a format. That's what my parents listened to, because obviously it was the music of them. Before that, it was country. Back when it was country and Western, and Willie Nelson and all those, and then the oldies came up. But me personally, I'm a pretty big fan of bluegrass music, which especially like the really like upbeat and give me banjos and fiddles and mandolins and
love it.
And a good tempo, and I'm usually pretty happy.
I love that. I just noticed. Excuse me one second, Con. Did you notice people are texting in the word fine?
Yeah.
All right, folks, the keyword is dine, D-I-N-E. I thought that's how I said it, but if I misspoke earlier, I apologize. But the keyword tonight is dine, D-I-N-E, and that's why I said you can't spell diner without dine. But like three people texted in fine. Can they be eligible or?
Well, just text in dine, and then you
Thank you for the legal advice, Conrad. does he have a great voice or what? Like Eric should just be like, did somebody ever tell you should go into radio? You got that voice.
How did I forget this? So my first taste of radio was in forensics in high school.
Okay.
I completely forgot. So I went to Hortonville High School, Go Polar Bears, class of 92. And our forensics coach, Cliff Morton, he came to me. It was my sophomore year, and they had a brand new category called radio speaking. And basically, you would pull some news stories out, and then you'd put them together. They wanted you to put a commercial. Sometimes they would give you like a little newspaper clipping, and you had to create something in there, kind of the middle, then some weather, some sports, and put it all together with your transitions. And he said, you know, I think you'd be good to give this a try. Prior to that, I usually did some acting categories, and said, sure. And the first one, man, I got into the power round, took second place.
Sweet.
Was hooked.
So you're like, okay, I think I could do this.
Yeah, and so then I ended up coming back to it years later, and like, oh, that's right, I kind of enjoyed this.
Just enough to suck you in to this this career. All right, Eric Westfall is here, folks. He is the afternoon on air host here at WGBW. Every day you can hear him from 2 to 6. So definitely tune in if you haven't already. We're coming right back, and we'll do the keyword again, just to be safe. If you haven't heard the keyword yet, folks, it is coming up. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Yeah. Oh, where can you go when your money gets low? In the basement, whoa. Down in the basement. And if a storm is taking place,
welcome back. Happy Friday, everybody. This is Pete Schwabe, and you've got Nightlight here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Our question of the night is, what store do you miss browsing in? Take yourself back, folks, to the 80s or 90s or early 2000s. I mean, I know there's still malls, but what about those stores that don't exist anymore? I said Musicland. Conrad said Best Buy, because he hadn't been there since this morning.
Yes.
And then he changed his answer to
Blockbuster.
Blockbuster. Do you have one, Eric? Did you give us one?
Yeah. That was Prangyway and Chess
Prangyway,
King.
Prangyway, yes, of course. Chess King.
Chess King for a mall store.
I love it. That was great. Steve from Florida says, I miss the old five and dime store, Woolworth's. Oh, that's a great one. Best burger, fries, and milkshake located in every downtown. Woolworth's had that great lunch counter. And Lorman's and Marinette had that too. I love those stores where they were like, they had stereos, men's clothes, food.
Yeah, even Kmart.
Kmart, yeah. Those are all great stores. Everett from Sun Prairie in the 262 says, what store do I miss browsing at? Say it with me. The Exclusive Company. Is that American? No, what was that?
Exclusive Company was Mr. G. Right down just across the river, just off of Broadway, was the Green Bay store. Yeah, there was one in Green Bay. There was one in Appleton at Northland Mall.
Stereo stuff, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Music, okay. But then also, yeah, nicer stereo stuff.
Nice. Oh, that's a great one. Thank you, Everett. And then here we've got Melissa from Willie Street. Hi, Pete. I think I know why John really likes Terry's voice, because I have a deep voice as well. Have a good night. Oh, thank you, Melissa. You have a good night, too, with your deep, sultry voice that your husband seems to love. And one more here before we get back to Eric. Judy from East Troy says, my email... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong thing. Judy, I almost gave Judy's email address out on the air. She would have become very popular.
Yeah.
Getting emails from everybody. All right. My guest is Eric Westfall. He is the on-air host here during the afternoon at WGBW, and he is a radio veteran. I have to ask you, I want to get into some of your acting stuff, too, but I hope you can stay through the news, if that's okay.
Yeah, man, I got no place to be.
I'm sorry to hear that. So.
He really
squeezed us into his schedule here, Conrad.
I took the whole evening off for you.
We'll make it a miniseries. What is your favorite part of the day? Because I haven't been in radio as long as you, and I know I have kind of a different show here, but a lot of my day is prep, which I don't mind. But for you, what is your favorite part of your radio day? You're on the air. I'm sure that's fun. Prepping, research, picking songs. What's the best part of it?
Yeah, the on-air part. Although I really, and you know, we haven't gotten to do too much of that yet since we're still new. But, and it's probably because of the actor in me, I really like getting out in the public and seeing the people out at events and things like that.
Okay.
But on-air is fun because the one thing, you're one person, you know, in the studio and you're making all this stuff. And I find myself every now and then I will, you know, when the mic is cracked, I'll start forgetting, oh, yeah, there's people out there listening. And I'm almost like I'm talking to myself. And then I got to kind of catch myself and, oh, yeah, you know, make sure this is interesting.
Right.
At the very least, brief and interesting.
That's great. And you mentioned before, you said you almost got out of radio because you had just lost a job you liked. What would you do? Like, I feel like I've kind of been in show business in one form or another my entire adult life, and I've just accepted this is what I do. If I'm unemployed, I will eat canned soup, whatever. I'm not going to work in a store. You know, are you like that? Or are you like, what else would you do? Could you do something else?
Well, I will tell you the things that I was looking at. So, as I mentioned before, liking to get out and amongst the public. And, you know, now we have to wear a lot of hats in radio. There aren't people doing all the different things unless you're, you know, really, you know, big time in some of the big markets, New York City or something. So, you know, marketing and all that stuff, and relationship building and, you know, networking and that's really all a part of it. People don't realize that. And those are skills that, you know, I was able to develop. And so I was really looking at jobs that would help that. So I applied at the Green Bay Botanical Garden.
Oh, nice.
To be their membership and development coordinator. Maybe if the person who got the job is listening, I hope they're doing good. But came close, but I something like that, you know, where I'm still involved in the community and something that I believe in and like help making it good.
Right.
I'm really a firm believer in, you know, I chose to come to Green Bay. It was a city I was born in, but it's not the place I've lived all my life.
Right.
And I want to do something that makes it better.
See, that's really interesting you say that. And I take back what I said before, because I think maybe I could work in like Greg Vadney is on the show Tuesday, and he's the director of the Rar West Museum in Manitowoc. I think I could work in a museum or some cool place where you're like, you have stimulating things around maybe.
Yeah. No, I
don't know. What about you, Con?
I mean, a museum would be cool. You could be like Ross from Friends.
You know, it's probably nothing like that, right?
Depends on the museum.
You're the guy that gets to build the dinosaur displays. That's like the primo museum.
Oh, yeah. That's the coolest thing.
That would be a great one, though. All right, so Eric Westfall is here, folks. We'll have more with Eric. He's going to tell us all about the Evergreen Theater and some of the cool stuff he has going on as a local actor as well. And if you are interested in that kind of stuff, you want to stick around and hear it. I'm curious myself. Since I've been doing this show, Eric, I've never lived in Green Bay or really any other city other than Marinette in Northeast Wisconsin. And I'm amazed at how many creative people there are here, how many actors, how many great bands, how many filmmakers. So I'm excited to talk with you about that too after the after intermission here. John Murray in the 608 says TGNY was an awesome department store in Freeport, Illinois. Tons of best hobby and toys. Mom loved it too. TGNY, that must have been a local thing. Does that sound familiar?
No.
Fine, it's fine. Judy also says, did you get my email address that I sent out? Yes, Judy, I almost sent it to the entire listening public. So I apologize for that. And then Everett in Sun Prairie says, Pete, I did the 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. shift for a couple years at WWSP. I think he means UWSP in college. Can confirm just playing tunes, a couple beers, as well as other enjoyables. We don't need to get into that. And just enjoying sharing the stuff we dug and with an audience of drunk college kids and other random local college radio supporters. Really good times. Everett, it was a really good time reading that text, so I can imagine actually doing it was very cool. So thank you. Keep those texts coming, folks. We are coming back for Act 2 after intermission. Eric Westfall will be here. It's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr is coming up at 7:35 with a great band with new material. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. And all the girls out on the sunset.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.